If you want to be better tomorrow than you are today, you've found the right podcast. We'll help you choose to be more positive, live more passionately, and be present in the moment. Welcome to the Passion by Choice podcast with your hosts, Dave and Denise.
All right. Hey, everyone. This is Dave here, as always, with Denise for our episode 21 of the Passion by Choice podcast. The title of today's episode is Talk to Me.
I can do that, Dave. Hey, everybody. I'm back. How's my voice sound, first of all?
Sounds awesome. You're not like a sexy frog anymore, as I had described you the previous episode, but it sounds good.
Well, thanks for describing me as a sexy frog versus like a 40-year smoker or something.
That's true.
No, I'm so happy to be back. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. I'm going to take a quick walk down memory lane. Just thinking back, Dave, to when we owned our senior care business, you know that one of my favorite, if not my favorite, things about that was to go into the homes of the seniors that we had the privilege to care for and just talk to them. And I can remember going in, and I would love nothing more than going in when we were caring for a husband or a wife. You know, there was a husband and wife there. And I learned about them that they'd been married for 50 plus years, you know, some of them 60. It was just incredible. And I always loved to ask them, what's the secret to your long lasting marriage?
I love that question.
Oh, I would love it. I'd love it. And you know what they'd say, what the probably top answer was? The gentleman would speak up and say, the woman is always right.
No, I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Oh my gosh. In all seriousness, well, many, many cute little old men would say that, but communication is what I would hear far and above everything else. And let's face it, let's think, communication, it truly is key to having a strong, healthy relationship. And that goes with anybody in your life that you have a relationship with, right? It could be your significant other, your kids, your friends, family members, coworkers, your employer, anyone, right? Teammates even, which translates into your last episode, which was awesome, about athletics. So when we think about it, communication is something we all, some of us more than others, have been doing for a long time, since we were babies, really. Started with our first cry or that first smile that we each gave. So my question is today, why is it so difficult to do it effectively if we've been doing it for so long? It's so damn hard to do effectively. And it's something we have to really pay attention to, constantly work at. And really, in full transparency, it's part of my efforts when I look at trying to become a better version of myself as each day passes. So let's first talk about the obvious, and that's verbal communication, right? Part of that is being actively engaged in conversation every single time and actively listening. You have to actively listen and don't interrupt the person that's speaking.
You know, actively listen. It's easy to think of, it's easy to try to do, but you really have to be present and not let your mind wander. I know that, you know, I've spoken about this before, where my mind is, it never shuts off. It's not a great thing. It never shuts off. And I'm always three or four steps ahead in my mind to what is actually happening. Mm. And I find myself sometimes when I'm having a conversation, especially maybe when I deem it to be a boring conversation, which may be a problem in and of itself. But sometimes when I'm in a conversation, I'm thinking ahead into what I think this person is going to say and where this conversation is going to go. And that is about the worst way that you can listen at all, because you're not actively listening. You're trying to shape that conversation around what you think it's going to, or what you think is going to happen, or, mm-hmm. or what you want it to happen. And you're not actually listening to the person. That's horrible.
It's like one of those books when we were children, what you could choose your own adventure.
Your own adventure. Yes.
So you choose your own conversation.
Yes.
This is really good for me to know, married to you. It's like a choose your own conversation.
But no, I think just that being present is huge. And it's something that I always struggle with. And I try to get a little bit better at that, you know, every day, every week, every conversation I have, but it's something that I have to honestly work at. And then I really think just being open-minded too, and open-minded to not trying to think of what direction the conversation is going.
Or how you want it to go, right?
For God's sake, shut up and listen and actively be engaged in what the other person is saying.
Yeah. So that's the obvious verbal. It's not speaking. It's the tone, which we'll speak more of later. Actively listening. But what about nonverbal communication? It's just as important as the verbal communication aspect.
If not more important.
Yeah. So that can consist of what? Eye contact, remaining engaged, that eye contact. And I'm not, have you ever talked to somebody? Boy, they have eye contact, but they're just staring at you kind of blankly. Like they're just glazing over.
Seriously,
and you're
the creepy eye contact.
Yeah. Where it's just mayday, I've lost them.
Yeah. Or you kind of wonder do I have something on my face? Why are they just staring at me? Yeah. Or that just total glazed expression. Yeah. I've been there.
Right. So nonverbal communication can also consist or does consist of facial expressions. And you got to watch that, right? Because
They say that communication is 70% nonverbal. Mm-hmm. I also, one of my favorite stats of all time is 93.7% of statistics are made up on the spot.
Oh,
so there you go. So how much is actually nonverbal? I don't know. I think it depends on the communication. I don't think you can cubbyhole and say 70%. Mm-hmm. But that's paralinguistics, right? So in my previous career, when I was a detective in the police department, that's so much of what we would do in interviews is we would read people and we'd read that body language. But what's so interesting is that, Denise, let me ask you, if we're having a conversation and I cross my arms, what does that tell you? What does that tell you about how I am taking that conversation?
Well, I'd like to think it's kind of a move that someone might do defensively. Right. So you're maybe shutting down or you're
closed
not
off.
Being accepting
right.
of.
Mm-hmm. I use this example because I do this a lot. It could also mean, it could mean that I'm shut off. It could mean that I'm not engaged. It could mean that I don't like what you're talking about. It could also mean that my arms are comfortable that way.
Sure.
So don't just take one or two things that someone is doing with that body language and all of a sudden pigeonhole and say, they're not paying attention. That could just be how they're comfortable, right? Mm-hmm. But their body movements or posture, things like that, I think we just have to be very cognizant of. And I think we also need to be just patient with others' communication styles because we're not all the same. Here's a great example. We're going to be married 20 years in June.
Yeah.
And we don't have the same kind of communication style. Thankfully, ours dovetails pretty nicely together, but it's something that we always have to work on and always will. Yeah. And that communication style, I think, can change as you put more experience under your belt and you develop as a person as well. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have that conversation with someone that you don't communicate the same way as them. That doesn't mean it's bad. That means have an open mind. And again, shut up and listen.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And how we communicate is just as important as what we communicate. So that's another thing to think about. This next thought is super interesting to me. It's making the right choice on how you communicate, whether that be in person or speaking versus writing. So sometimes messages are just better delivered in person or by speaking them, right? Because we all know how written communication can sometimes be taken the completely wrong way.
For sure.
How many times have you gotten an email or a text message and you're like, God, what crawled up her butt and died? Like, why is she so pissed off? And that's not necessarily, they're not necessarily angry or frustrated, but you have this connotation about that you infer that they are.
Yeah. Well, you can't have any inflection in the written word, and right. that can be tough.
Right. And sometimes it's better to think out what you want to say and ultimately say it in writing.
Right. And I think it depends on the subject, right? I mean, I'm one that I think my written skills sometimes outpace my verbal skills. So sometimes if I really, really want to be able to communicate maybe a sensitive or an intricate topic, and I want to make sure that everything is being communicated where maybe someone can read back through what I'm trying to get out.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will write it instead. Yeah. But again, just like you mentioned, it's very tough because you don't have that voice inflection. You don't have the body language. You have someone reading it. And you know what's fascinating about that? is if someone reads your message and they're in a good mood or a bad mood, it can put a different spin on it.
Yeah.
So you just have to be careful. But, you know, I think there is a time and place for that written communication. Just choose it wisely, because as humans, I think we're meant to have that connection. And that connection is more often, you know, in person, over the phone, you know, more of the verbal kind of conversation.
Yeah. And think before you speak,
oh,
right?
Boy.
Whether you're speaking and having that conversation, that communication in person, or you're writing it. Another interesting spin is to think about the person that you're communicating your thoughts to. Maybe it would be important, if it's a sensitive matter or something that's highly emotional, where they can reread that and have that in writing so they can Sure. read it when they're not as emotionally charged.
Yeah. And if you're talking to them and you don't understand it, ask for clarification. It's okay to stop the conversation and say, hey, what do you mean by that? Or I don't understand that. Just get that clarification.
Yeah. And like I said before, you always have to watch your tone as well, I think, and have empathy for what the other person is trying to communicate. Sometimes you're going to have to just keep talking until you're on the same page. Well, all the time you should.
Right.
But sometimes you're going to have to agree to disagree.
Right. I like that. Yep. Just keep communicating and work it out.
Yep. Give updates on a matter. Don't hold off on communicating. Don't forget to let the other person know, hey, by the way, I stopped by the store and I got that. So that other person's not stopping by and, oh, I got this, honey, on my way home. Oh, you stopped and got it. Oh, you know, it can just cause frustration.
That never happened.
Effective communication, bottom line, it allows you to be connected to others. It allows you to build trust and rapport with those that you have relationships with, or those that you're trying to build a relationship with. And it allows you to overall avoid conflict or misunderstandings. And bottom line, it shows others how you feel, and it also allows you to understand how they feel.
I love it.
This end of episode quote, I love, think about this. Bad communication ends a lot of good things. Good communication ends a lot of bad things.
I like that. That's nice. Yeah. All right. So let's do what we are thankful for. Please, we encourage everyone to actually say this out loud to themselves when the episode is over. I am thankful for spring because it is coming, even though it is actively snowing at the moment. Spring is coming.
Well, I'm thankful for our upcoming spring break trip that we're going to take with some good friends, as well as our son, obviously, and create great memories.
There you go. All right. Next episode. I like this one because it is titled Be You and Be Weird. So thank you, everyone. Follow us, subscribe, email us any thoughts on episodes, hit us up to talk about any personal or business coaching, and let's go.